when you think about the New World Order, you wonder, which country can I escape to in order to avoid it? Not recognizing that it's called a New World Order and there isn't a single country that exists on Earth that isn't on Earth. So there is no escape. There is only resistance. However, a lot of people are abandoning the United States. In fact, last year, so my producer tells me, and you might be interested to hear this, Sheriff, but I think the average rescinding of U.S. passports is like, what, 10,000 a year or something like that? And then a couple of years back, it skyrocketed to like a million or something like that, something ridiculous. Like, people are getting the frack out. Like, they see what's coming. And the exact same phenomenon I saw happen in pre-World War II Germany, as people started to recognize that all their rights were being taken away and that people were being hauled off for not having the proper papers and things of that nature, being called communist subversives and having no due process, things of that nature. People, especially those with wealth and who were politically aware, basically got the heck out of there for the duration. And now it's happening to the people of the United States. So what's next? Is it now possible in this day and age of communications for us to warn enough people so that a small percentage, just like in the American Revolution, maybe 2, 3, 4%, would be aware and be capable of fighting back and stopping it all?
Well, I believe there is a way to stop all this. I believe there is a solution. I believe there's an answer to all of this, and it's at the local level. My U.S. Supreme Court victory proved just what I had intended it to prove, that the federal government is not our boss. The federal government had no authority to tell me what to do. On the other hand, should we have local officials tell the federal government when they've gone too far? Who is it that is actually in charge of enforcing state sovereignty? Who's supposed to protect and defend the 10th Amendment? States' rights, local autonomy. The federal government is not going to protect those things. They're the ones destroying them. So is there a mechanism within our constitutional republic that requires someone to protect us when the government goes too far? And indeed, the 10th Amendment bears that out, and my Supreme Court victory reinforced that entire principle, that the federal government has certain jobs, certain duties, which are discrete and enumerated within the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8. And anything outside of that enumeration is reserved to the people or to the states. And so the 10th Amendment, that's an exact quote from the 10th Amendment. So the 10th Amendment is the actual law that provides a check and balance on federal authority. And so local officials, county commissioners, boards of supervisors, city council, school boards, sheriffs, and all local officials should be telling the federal government, there's a few things you're not going to be allowed to do here. We're not going to put up with you coming in here and acting like you own our land, our children, our education, health care. You're not in charge of these things. You're not in charge of our land. You're not in charge of our resources. You're not in charge of coal or oil or gold or silver or anything else we want to mine. If Arizona wants to create a new copper mine, that's between the landowner and the people there. The federal government has no business getting involved in that. They have no business owning all our land. They have no business closing roads in forests or any other places where people need egress and ingress. We've allowed these corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C. to take over everything in our lives, to literally run every facet of our lives. And it's simply not true. They're not supposed to have that kind of power or authority. It was never allowed in the Constitution. So then the solution is this, plain and simply, that just as James Madison said, we can safely rely on state legislatures and local governments are part of that, to erect barriers against the encroachments of the national authority. Well, it's time we did that. Now, most local officials will say, oh, if we did that, then the federal government's going to withhold funds, and they're going to not pay us money anymore or give us grants or whatever. That was never intended to be in the first place, and all of that money comes from the taxpayers. And for the federal government to pretend, or any local official or governor to pretend, that the federal government has all this free money that's just there for the taking is wrong. That's immoral, it's wrong, and it's thievery. The people's money should be respected, it should be held sacred, and not spent in frivolous ways to help politicians spread around bribery so that they can get reelected. And that's all federal funding is for. It's to get reelected and have these people basically running legal extortion and legal bribery. And so how do we stop all that? You have local officials, sheriffs, county commissioners, who tell the federal government, look, you're not going to come in here and confiscate guns. We will not allow that. You're not going to come in here and confiscate land or seize bank accounts or all these other things that the IRS does, that the EPA does, that the FDA does, that the FBI does, the DEA, and on with all these ridiculous agencies. Now we have the TSA that are groping our citizens in airports. All of that is not okay. And the state of Texas almost had a law passed where there would not be any citizen within Texas that would be groped at airports. And then the federal government came in and threatened them that they would shut down the airports. And the state of Texas backed off like a bunch of wimps instead of standing strong. They said, remember the Alamo. Well, we should remember the Alamo, and the independents fought for it, the Alamo. We're not subject to federal direction. That's an exact quote from my Supreme Court decision. Any of you listening to this program right now can get a copy of my U.S. Supreme Court decision and find out for yourself that the Constitution still is the supreme law of the land, that the way we enforce this is through local people, local officials having the courage and conviction to stand and be counted and quit worrying about who's going to give you some money.
Is that what principles really are backed up by, is the courage to stand up and actually not bow down? It's the insubordination of having a principle that bad scumbags who wish to have all the power, wealth, and control in all the world and not share any of it, that really, really irritate them, because it is so much. Basically, if you have principles and you're willing to stand behind them, you always bat above your weight. Like, it will take an extraordinarily powerful bad force in order to overcome you if you're just one person of average means standing up for principle. And that's what the lesson of history always seems to teach, doesn't it? Is that power doesn't get given to you for no reason, essentially. People either instill power in you and give you a monopoly of force, like has happened with the federal government today, or you have proven yourself time and time again to be 100% responsible with anything that you've ever done in your entire life. And people say, hey, you know what, there is a big crisis here, and that person has proved themselves responsible with power, so let's give it to them, and then that person actually uses that power for a responsible reason. However, what's happening now in politics and all forms of recruitment, whether that be recruitment for the police, the military, things of that nature, it's talking about bringing you in, giving you power, but not the responsibility anymore, not the principles, not the courage. Those kind of things have fallen by the wayside. And as a direct result, you have things that are out of control, because principles, and I think standing up for your constitution, is specifically about restraint of power. And that's all that it really ever is, making sure that nobody can do something that's bad to somebody else, or at least in principle. I think that's the general rule of thumb, isn't it?
Well, it is. And again, I'm going to really emphasize what we have done to bring about positive solutions to all of these problems facing America today. We have got to do this at a local level, at the grassroots level. There's no hope in Washington, D.C. to take back our freedom and to get all these bureaucracies off our backs. But there is hope in dealing with a few local officials. And that's what we're doing. We're having a convention of constitutional sheriffs and county commissioners and chiefs of police and peace officers in Las Vegas on September 17th, which happens to be Constitution Day, the day we celebrate the signing of our Constitution. And there's a lot of historical significance to all of this, but what I would recommend is that everybody listening to the program, get involved with this process. See what we're doing. Go to cspoa.org. Make a donation. Become a member. Join us in this holy cause of liberty. There really is a solution. And we are dedicating our lives to this holy cause of liberty. We're dedicating our lives to bringing back our Constitution and to getting government under control and putting government where it was supposed to be. And this is not an effort in any way to promote violence, to hurt anybody. In fact, quite the contrary. I know for a fact if we have sheriffs and local officials standing against the incursions of the federal government, again, that's a quote from my decision, standing against the incursions of the federal government, that we're going to keep this process peaceful and that we will protect the rights of the people, just as our Constitution requires us to do. And we all swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. Why don't we try keeping that oath for a while? Why don't we keep our word? Why don't we keep our oath? This is a sacred, solemn oath that we swear to before we can take our jobs as public officials. So why don't we actually try, maybe just for the next year, let's try it for 1 year, that all local officials enforce the Bill of Rights and not allow anybody to violate the Bill of Rights or the individual God-given rights of the people in our counties. And just put up a sign. We will protect the liberty of every individual in this county. We have a very brave sheriff who did this out in Indiana, Sheriff Brad Rogers. He told the FDA to leave an Amish farmer alone who they were attacking because he would not pasteurize his milk. Well, just so you know, pasteurized milk is not very good for you. It destroys all the enzymes and vitamins that are naturally in milk that really are very healthy for human beings. But now they go in and they burn the milk, and the Amish farmers don't do that because they don't believe in the technology involved in pasteurizing milk. So this Amish farmer, who's a very peaceful, loving man, good Christian man, believes that it's okay to put cows out to pasture and let them eat grass, and then he brings them in and milks them, and that he actually uses that milk to share with family and friends and people who wish to purchase that wholesome product. The FDA wants to arrest him for that. And so finally he called the sheriff and he said, "Sheriff, I'd sure like to be protected from the government." And so the sheriff came in and told the FDA officials that if they came back to harass this man without due process, without a signed warrant, that he would arrest him for trespassing. Well, then the FDA threatened to arrest this good sheriff, and he called me and he said, "Hey, what can we do to, maybe make him back off?" And I said, "Well, let's prepare a response." And so Sheriff Rogers and I prepared a response to the FDA, and we told them about the Constitution. We reminded them about some Supreme Court cases, including my own, and showed them what the Supreme Court said in Lopez versus U.S. We also showed them New York versus U.S. decision said. We showed them what Bond versus U.S. said and Mack versus U.S., my case. And we sent that off to them. And 3 days later, David Hostetler, the Amish farmer in question, received a certified letter telling him that the grand jury inquiry into what he was doing was dropped, and that they would not be proceeding against him. But you see, what if we had, I got to ask you and your listeners, what if we had hundreds of sheriffs doing that sort of thing all across the country? Do you know what we would have? We would have American liberty restored. And that is exactly what we are trying to do within our CSPOA convention and organization, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We are working hard. Like I say, we've dedicated our lives to this holy cause, to this cause of liberty. And we're trying to remind sheriffs and other peace officers and public officials that the Constitution is still the supreme law of the land, and that it's more important to keep your oath than it is to try to get money from the federal government.
In other words, it's better to keep your oath than keep your job.
Exactly that, too. Job and or money. They're both one and the same in a lot of ways. And, yes, it's more important to stand for principle, to stand for freedom, than it is to get a paycheck, especially if it comes for the federal government. And to keep getting money from the federal government, acting like it's the federal government's money, is a lie. It's immoral. That money belongs to the people of the United States. That's taxpayer money. It's not the politician's money.
Yeah, and it's certainly the money of the arms manufacturers and things of that nature, because I've seen a whole lot of sheriffs and departments and stuff like that all over the United States getting all these new Glocks in and things like that, when they've been using the same revolvers for 10, 20 years or something like that, that shoot fine, shoot straight, they don't need anything more, but the federal government comes in and says, hey, here's all this money, boys, and all we want in exchange for all this extra money and all this extra firepower that you don't really need is for you to violate the rights of the people within your county. Okay? Okay, thank you very much. Good business deal there. Not constitutional.